As a narcissistic abuse survivor, do you ever feel like you have been robbed of everything? By everything, I mean your money, your joy, your happiness, your stability, your relationships, everything that you had before meeting this rotten individual. I'm sure your answer would be a yes to that, because that is what I have felt personally and what a lot of survivors like you have told me. Narcissists are thieves, burglars, and stealers who hit you like a storm, like a ton of bricks, who come in, find you resourceful, and then leave you totally resourceless. This is what we are going to talk about in today's episode. I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional, your host. Welcome to my channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are new and have not subscribed already, it's my request that you consider subscribing, because your subscription to the channel helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Also, before we get started, I must let you know that I am doing an online workshop on how to break a trauma bond with a narcissist in 5 practical steps within a couple of days. It's happening on 2nd and 9th March. I only do it twice a year, so you may want to book your spot right now by clicking the I button above or the link in the description. Back to the topic. Narcissists are thieves, literally as well as figuratively. Literally, because they have zero conscience. If you are resourceful, more resourceful than them, if you have money, if you have influence, or if you have something that they cannot have, that they can only dream of having, they will target you quite predatorily, and they'll try to hunt you down. First, they will try to take it away from you because they are entitled. If you have worked real hard all your life to build your career, to have the kind of money that you have, they won't respect any of that. They won't be grateful for anything you give them out of the respect for your partnership with them. No, they will jump in and out of their unlimited greed, try to steal away every single penny from you, which is a part of the bigger betrayal, because they can force you to change everything, transfer money, put your properties, your assets in their name, and you may quite lovingly give them all that, thinking and believing that this is your own partner, this is the person you should trust. So how does it matter? I have it, he has it, she has it. It's the same thing, but their intentions are not that pure. They steal everything slowly but steadily and wait for a day to come when they can say goodbye and discard you like you didn't matter. And that leaves you feeling like a fool, like a stupid. And I think worse than that, how could I do it to myself? I had a name, I had a reputation, I had earned a lot of money, I had so many assets. I mean, I had built my career, and this man, this woman came in and destroyed it whole. How did I let it happen? Well, you did not let it happen because it's not something that you did to yourself consciously. This person won your trust and got you entangled with their life through trauma bonding, through intermittent reinforcement. They controlled your brain through brainwashing, manipulation, and chronic gaslighting. You lost control without knowing you're losing. And then that is how they abused you inside out. They do the same thing to your relationships. They come in and pretend to be really happy about all the relationships you have with your friends, with your family, but then slowly, slowly penetrate into those relationships, induce, create cracks that were not there before, turn them against you, or turn you against them by convincing you that the narcissist is the only person you can ever trust. So what do? You lose them, or they threaten you. They say things like, well, things between us should only stay between us. It's not fair that you go out and talk about our issues with strangers, with family members. And that is what leads to isolation, because when your friends and family ask you what's going on, you justify the narcissist's actions, especially when you are in the middle of it. You are in denial, and that aggravates them as well, which is then further weaponized to paint you as the crazy person. Do you see how it goes? So that is how they steal you everything. They leave you feeling worthless. They take away your relationships. They take away your friendships, your family. They also destroy your relationship with your own children by convincing them that you are the monster of a parent. That is what they call parental alienation. The problem is, narcissists cry it when in reality it happens with you. And it's not something they just say to the children, no. They, in a very, very strategic way, create an environment where you are pushed to react, and then they use that reaction to justify why you are the crazy one, so that the children believe you are too much to deal with, you are too strict, you are too this, you are too that, without knowing the full story. They take away your children as well. Their biggest theft is the theft of your joy and your happiness. They leave you dry. You do not recognize yourself anymore once you either leave the relationship or they discard you. People tell me, oh, before meeting the narcissist, I used to be this joyful, outgoing person, but now I have become introverted. I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know how to find my joy, the things that used to make my life better. I don't enjoy them anymore. Nothing matters to me. I keep thinking, how did it happen? Why did I let it happen? That is the biggest theft, isn't it? They take away your stability. They take away your peace. They take away your connections, primarily your connection with yourself, with life. You stop experiencing it. You stop living, and all you want at a certain point is being left alone. Probably you become totally numb towards everything. That is a temporary state, but you go through it. Narcissists are stealers of joy and merchants of chaos. They do take away everything, but give something back as well. And guess what it is? Chaos, trauma, and drama. Those are the only three things they fill your life with, nothing else. They never contribute. They never reciprocate. And the biggest injustice about all of this is, once they take away all the juice, once they leave you dry, they move onto the next supply with the same enthusiasm, with the same energy, ready for another cycle to repeat the same thing with yet another human being who is completely unaware of what is going to happen to them, or who has been convinced that the last partner that this person was with was totally crazy, sociopathic, and is making the narcissist's life miserable by now stalking them. Do you see how the story goes? I know you know it. Just wanted to validate your feeling. If you feel like you have been robbed of everything you truly have been, it's not something that you are making up. You're not exaggerating the damages, because the damage that you have been through, I wouldn't say is irreparable, but it is great. Great enough to write hundreds and thousands of books about. Great enough to cry rivers for. I am sending you healing. I'm sending you hope. And know that they are empty. They need to steal from others to live. You don't. You can recover. You can fill in all the resources. You can rebuild your life. You just need to trust yourself. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I will talk to you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.